The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group. Leads the way in divorce, wills, litigation and business.
8 to 5. G'day, Ender.
Hey, Ollie. Great to speak to you again.
I'm sure the celebrations are continuing because England has won their first match at the World Cup thanks to Harry Kane.
It was an amazing night here in Volgograd last night. There were only 2,500 England fans here to see it, Ollie. And it's a great shame that people have believed some of the negative stories in a handful of British tabloids. We have been treated like rock stars here. I'm weeping to be leaving this town. 1 a.m. this morning, we were on the street. We couldn't get a taxi. I have very basic Russian words. And a guy pulled over in a car and he said, in perfect English, I'll run you up to your hotel. Three of us, loads of TV kit, tripods, camera equipment, microphones. And I said to our boys, just give me some rubles and we'll have a whip round for this guy. Handed him a bunch of notes and point blank refused to take money from us. And he said, no, you are guests in our city. I hope you've been treated well. And then he just drove off. I mean, people here have been absolutely amazing. There are more Australians at this World Cup, I reckon, than England fans. I'm meeting Aussies everywhere I go. They're having the time of their lives. England have 3 points on the board. And you know what really disappointed me? Some of the social media comments back home in the UK, people saying, oh, this is terrible, scoring a last-minute goal to beat Tunisia. Had Germany done that last night, everyone would have been saying, oh, the Germans, they're so clever, they're never beaten, they keep trying, they're a tournament team. You know, I wish this England team the very best because I've seen what they've been doing in Russia for the last 9 days, talking to the kids, posing for selfies, signing autographs, going out with their way for people in a way we haven't seen before at tournaments. I think something very special is happening. England probably won't win this, but they're making a lot of friends.
Yeah, certainly making a fist of it indeed. And, Ender, I can't believe it's the one-year anniversary of that terror attack in Finsbury Park in London.
So this was the mosque attack. It was a guy from South Wales who got a van, drove all the way from South Wales to a mosque in Finsbury Park in North London where people were coming out. They'd been praying. They'd been in their place of worship. And they were going home, minding their own business. And this guy drove at them as if they were Skittles, knocking people left, right and centre. He killed one person. He injured loads more. He's in prison now and he will be for decades to come. Today, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who is himself a Muslim, he has visited the scene. There is a commemoration and he's just given a speech saying that the terrorists will never, ever win in London. So life goes on. Hard to believe it is 1 year since that attack.
And, Ender, I think it's the 75th murder in London this year. There's been another one.
Yeah, this is a guy who was actually stabbed in Bermondsey, southeast central London, a week ago, and overnight he has passed away in the hospital. Victim in his 20s. Murder investigation now underway and police scouring CCTV images trying to find the culprit. Metropolitan Police in London, extremely busy. It's just shocking how many murder investigations they have on their hands right now.
Certainly is. And you enjoy your day there in Russia and we will chat to you tomorrow and we'll hear you with Millsy and Baz in the morning.
That's for Danya, Olski.
That's for Danya, indeed. Endy. Can you say Endy? Well, I just did. It is 4 to 5.